My name is Jen Hazelhorst, and I'm doing an interview today with Ruben Mendoza. The date is October 30th, 2001, and we are at the Lincoln Place Community Center, and it is about 4:30 in the afternoon. And right now I'm going to ask Ruben to spell his complete name for me.
R-U-B-E-N-M-E-N-D-O-Z-A.
And right now I'm going to do a sound check and make sure everything's okay. Okay, Ruben, you had mentioned earlier that you were born in St. Louis.
That's right. That's over on 9th and Cass. Or no, let's say it, let's put it this way, 20th and Cass.
20th and Cass.
And that's in St. Louis. I lived in St. Louis for only 1 year, then moved in to Granite City. And I mean what I mean by that, Lincoln Place. And I lived here in Lincoln Place until the age of 9. And then we moved from here to Old Mexico. That is, the place is called Durango, Durango. That I, what I mean by that, the state of Durango and the city of Durango. And I lived there for about 7 to 8 years. And then we came back to Granite City. And let's put it this way again, Lincoln Place. That's God's country, you know. And I was 16. And there for about 6 months, I thought maybe there'd be no soccer in this area. But I'm finding out that a team from England called Liverpool, they came over here to play for an exhibition game against the St. Louis Stars. And I got to go to that game. There were 10,000 people there at the public school stadium. And was I elated about the whole thing, believe me. It's just like if I was being born again with this soccer ball. And I started to practice, and I started to also to go to St. Louis, to different parks there, and I met some Mexican fellows that lived in St. Louis, and they would give me a ride to the parks, and we would all practice, and then I was approached by one of the players of the Senhofer team. Now, this team played in St. Louis at Old Sportsman's Park and the Major Soccer League there. And the games were played in the wintertime, rain, snow, or shine. I got a bang out of that because in Mexico, I never did play in such a cold weather. So I had to get used to that. And I enjoyed it very much. We played at Old Sportsman's Park. That's where the old Cardinals used to play. Played there for 4 years. Then we moved all over St. Louis area, different parks like Oakland Stadium. That was was close to the arena. And we played there for 4 years. And so during all of this time, what I really enjoyed the most is that I had to compete to make the Olympic teams. The one in 1952, that was supposed to be held in Helsinki, Finland. And then the next one to Melbourne, Australia. And the third one was one where we made the Olympic team, but we were eliminated in the qualifications of the games, you know. In Mexico, well, Mexico always turns out to beat us in the finals, and they got to go to the Olympic Games then. And the World Cup Games also, that was held in 1954 and 1958. We had a lot of games before, well, let's put it again this way, see if who would get the gold, because there were so many teams involved, so many countries. So we never did make it in the finals. Mexico again beat us out. So is there anything else that, let's see, how much further do we have to go here? Before we go any further, let's go back to when I got hurt in 1960, I'm sorry. I got hurt and I tried in 1961 to make a comeback and I just couldn't do it. So I didn't know what to do then.
And you blew your knee out?
Yes, I did. And so I didn't know what to do. So in the meantime, I only live right over here, about a block away from the clubhouse and Lincoln Place. And there's a lot of youngsters in the yard out there. So I decided to go out there and talk to these boys about playing soccer. Of course, none of them knew any, they didn't know anything about soccer. But then again, some of them would watch me work out all by myself, and they said, well, you know, we've been watching you play or practice, Mr. Mendoza, but we don't know anything about the game, but if you're willing to teach us, well, that made me feel good when they asked for something like that. So I decided to help. And I would work them out. All these little guys, some of them 5-year-olds, 6 and 7. And sometimes I'd show them how to fake the moving the ball. But sometimes the ball is moving by itself and I would be going the other way and they didn't know which way to go. If either get the ball or get me, you know. But I had such good fake moves that I can pass it on down to these kids. It didn't take long. After I was faking them for just about a week, I'd fake them out pretty good. But then they got used to that, they started faking me out. And that made me feel good. I'm going to shut that. Stop that.
Okay, you were just talking about teaching the kids, the 5, 6, and 7-year-olds, about playing. Where did that progress from there? How did you actually evolve into teams?
Well, when we first started with... from here was easy. Be right here in Lincoln Place, and that's when we formed 2 teams, and then the following year another team. That was 3 teams of different age groups.
And what year was that?
I would say the first, when was that, what year? I would say that was back in 1960, 61. And 61 is when we really had a group of 3 teams instead of just 2. And by then we already had 2 divisions of 4 teams in each. Then on the second year, we came in with another 8 teams and made it 2 more divisions. And from there, that's when we needed more fields. Because the first time when we first started, the field that we started was in Coolidge, at Coolidge there. And that helped a whole lot. Then the second year, we had Coolidge, we had 2 fields at Coolidge. And that, at that time, we came up to, uh, 16 teams, that doubled. And then, on the third year, we had to come up with at least another field, and we got it over at, from St. Elizabeth's. That's when St. Elizabeth's came in with about 6 to 7 teams to where the following year, on their second year, they came up totally to 10 teams, which was great. St. Margaret Mary also at the same time, they came up with about 8 teams. Mitchell, they finally made it to, they started about a year after St. Elizabeth's. And they came up with about 7 teams and then eventually to 9 or 10 teams. So we had something really good going there. Just 3 places that came in, 3 areas that came in later, about in the second year or the third year. And we had already, with those 3, there were, we had at least 10 teams in each one, like about 30 teams. That was great.
And what were the different age groups?
The different age groups there, well, gee, that was like, the older ones were like 13-year-olds. Then the next one on down, 12, then 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, down to 6, and maybe to 5. Mm-hmm. So it was only 1 year apart. They were all of 1 year. That was fantastic. Out of all of the teams, like with Lincoln Place, most of their teams were, there were 3 teams. They were coming in like a 1 year. One born when that first year, and that's it. Mm-hmm. They stayed that way. It was just outstanding. And if we needed any more new teams coming in, they'd have to start at the age of 5 or 6. And then we spread out to another area. Now we had like Willie Syme, a German, very Syme, good player. Syme, S-E-I-M. Willie Syme. He came in, and so did Laszlo Zalish. Laszlo Zalish, a Hungarian. And he lasted a long time as a coach. I think he's still coaching, probably. And he just loved the coach. And Willie Syme. And Willie had his son playing. And then Willie, he was with us for about 5 years. Then he moved to Collinsville, Willie Syme. And he needed some help. I gave him help to start a program in Collinsville. First, he stayed here with about 3 teams. It went up to about like 8 or 9 teams, and then he moved his teams out and he told me that he had to start his own program in Collinsville. And he was thinking about maybe I got a little perturbed about it. On the contrary, I like that idea, see, of soccer just keep on moving, spreading out. So Collinsville got to be a powerhouse eventually, like Granite City. You know, that competition,
now they're enemies.
Competition, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe the players, but I doubt it, you know. There was a lot of competition at that time. Mm-hmm. And so for Granite City, they were really glad to have Collinsville with so many teams and good players. And at the same time, I had moved to Alton to start a league there. And this is like about a year after Collinsville had started their program. Then a year later, Alton needed wanted to start a program. So I took about like a dozen of the kids, different ages, okay, like 5-year-olds. All up to 11, and they were going to demonstrate for the little ones there in Alton, and only about 9 or 10 players showed up. Now this was on a Monday, but we still had 4 more days. It was supposed to be until the following Friday. By Friday, there were like about more than 150 kids, and they started their own program.
Wow.
Alton. And then we kept on going. So they called me the father of soccer, but I think I've done a lot of good as far as being a, how would you say it, a pioneer. Because I kept on going. I went to Springfield, Wood River, Belleville, all over. And look at it now. Look at all these high schools. We started to get this high school started.
And that's one of teams. The big powerhouses.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
In the St. Louis area, even.
That's right. Very, and not only Granite City, but Collinsville. In fact, Granite City had two teams, two high schools, in a matter of 10 years. And they, Granite City North, they won here in the area, and then they went to Alton for the finals. They didn't win it in the finals, but they had a terrific team, you know. Just to go there, to Chicago, was fantastic. And then, well, there's so many teams all over now, competing all over. Chicago is really coming on strong. They're playing, they're doing a good job. Now lately, Edwardsville, in fact, they're in the finals now, I think, aren't they? Are they over there in Chicago now?
I think so.
Yeah, Edwardsville is doing very good with their athletic program, not only soccer, but just about everything else, football, basketball, whatever, you know. And they are doing a good job. And of course, the school, is there a high school there with Edwardsville, Glen Carbon?
No.
No,
they're joined together.
That's right now. Glen Carbon goes to the high school at the SIU, right?
At Edwardsville.
I mean at Edwardsville. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, at Edwardsville. And that makes it even stronger. See, they're doing a very good job. Mm-hmm. And I sure wish them luck. I hope they win in Chicago. But things have gotten bigger all the time, you know. And we've had a lot of great players. Oh, on that the time the Granite City was winning, they won it 9 or 10 times, I think. The
state?
State. A lot of the students, big scholarships through soccer. A lot of big scholarships.
I knew a guy that went straight into professional.
Why, sure. Was that Trichu? Is he from Granite City? Mm-hmm. Went professional? You're talking about John Van Busker. No?
Starts with a P.
Starts with a P. Huh? We got Trichu. We got John Van Busker. You got,
Petrowski.
Petrowski. Petrowski, oh yes. Beautiful player. He is in Germany playing. And so is John Van Busker. Mm-hmm. Trichu played in Czechoslovakia. Then he came back. Trichu, also when he got back, he played in the Major Soccer League, MSL. And he was ready to retire, and he says, play one more year. They wanted him to keep on playing. He played as a back, center back, sweeper back, or as a fullback. He was very good. He did a good job there. And I think he's retired now from soccer, as far as the Major Soccer League.
Now, when you were playing, what position did you play?
I played, at that time it was called inside left. Inside there's two of them. Number 10 is one, that's on the left side. And number 8 is the other one. And I would drop back. Luby was number 8, I think. He would stay in between the center forward. And I would drop all back, and we could form a triangle. Mm-hmm. See, and Luby is the one that scored the most goals. I got my share of goals, but I was more supporting in the back for the midfielders to move up. See? So actually, the system that we had was called the WM system. Okay? Mm-hmm. WM system. That means two forwards, one in the center, that was me, the wing, the two center forwards here, and then the left wing, left and right wing. That would be the W, the one on top, W, and then on the bottom, the M system, the M with the W. It was called WM system, terrific, back in those days, mm-hmm. Okay? That system could be used now. At certain times, some of the teams still use that system, not all the way through. Sometimes they change it to another system. Sometimes you use two kinds of systems to help. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, what else next?
Now, when you went to the Olympics, that was in 50...
That first time, that was in 1952. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was when it was...
We went to Helsinki, Finland, yeah. We didn't win there. I'll tell you how it was back then. Then, it's not like it is now, you know. They prepare these teams in plenty of time, like 6 months to a year. Back then, they only prepared us for about 1 week, maybe two at the most.
For the Olympics?
Yeah, after you're with the team, then maybe once or twice, 1 week or 2 weeks, and then get ready for the Olympic Games to go to the final. First two times, it was strictly, you're all right there, the finals already, you know. So that time it was with 16 countries. Now it's up to 32. And they just did not prepare us like they're doing it now. They're really doing a good job. And what I like about the way things are working now, the Major Soccer League, we have a lot of, there's some foreign players that are here for about 5 years and they can play on our national team. But this last one, I was glad to see that there were only two foreign players on the national team. Mm-hmm. Only two this time. So, probably won't be long. It'll probably be all American-born players. I like to see that. Not to put the other players down, you know. I mean, as far as the Europeans and so forth, they have done a lot of good by coming here, and they have been helping us on that, as far as the competition for our players. But the way it looks now, our players, there's so many now as far as college players, college teams and so forth, it's fantastic. They're really coming around, the men are. It's not like the women. The women came around sooner, you know. Really helped them. Of course, there was less teams for the women, but they sure looked good. I really enjoyed watching them.
Crazy how.
Yeah. Can we listen to that now?
Now, you had mentioned that you were born in St. Louis and you moved over to Lincoln Place, God's country.
That's right.
And then you had left and lived in Durango, Mexico for 8 years, you said?
About 8 years, yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you did with soccer and...
Well, I was either 7 or 8 years old. I think I was 8 years old. And In no time, you know, you all can always make friends, you know, make, you know, get to know people. And then I'm watching these boys kicking a tennis ball around as I'm going to school, and they are going to school, but they're kicking that ball around against the wall of these houses, you know. And I said, what are you guys doing here? I mean, aren't you supposed to throw that ball like a baseball? Oh, baseball, that's in the summertime, you know. Right now it's soccer time. Soccer. Oh, football. Well, that's, they call it football. I said, well, okay, well, have a good time. Well, why don't you join us sometime? Why don't you come out to practice, at our practice? I said, oh, no. So that went on for about 2 years until I was 10 years old. Anyway, they finally talked me into going to the stadium where they practice football, soccer. So I said, well, okay, I'll go with you guys. But don't, after I go this time, don't bother me anymore, all right? So we are at the stadium, and these players are out there practicing on the field. And the coach got them all together, and I was sitting at the on the stands there, and I don't know what the coach was telling the players, but what I heard is that he said, who is that guy up there, sitting up there in the stands? I said, oh, that's Ruben Mendoza. Well, is he your age? He looks like he's your age. Yes, he is. We're in the same class at the Escuela Número Tres. That's school number three. Anyway, so he said, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys bring him down? Yeah. Oh, no, coach, they said. We tried. He won't come. Oh, is that right? Well, I tell you what, you guys can go home now. If you think that you can't bring him down here, well, then you might as well go home. I'll see you guys the next practice. Oh, no, wait a minute, coach. We're just starting the practice. I said, I'll see you guys next practice. Unless you want to bring him down, you better hurry because I'm ready to leave. Boy, they rushed over there and they got around me. They sat right around me. And I said, what's on your mind? Oh, I sense it. And I tried to get away, but it was too late. They had me surrounded. They carried me out there on the field. And the coach says, what's your name? My name is Ruben. Ruben, huh? Okay. Listen. We want you to practice with the boys here. I'm the coach, and this guy, very articulate, you know.
And what was his name?
His name was, you had to come up. What was his name? It's been such a long time. Alfonso Bedoya. Bedoya. I think it's right here in one of these. Well, it might not be Alfonso, but anyway, he says, well, I'll tell you what, you get out here, well, I'm going to have some training here, and then you do what I tell you to do, Ruben, okay? So when we went through all of that, then he got us all together and says, hey, fellas, how would you like Ruben join our team? He can be on our team just like that. He has a very good move. He's like a natural type of a player. And I would sure like to see him play with you guys, wouldn't you? What do you think we've been doing, coach? We've been trying to talk him into it. Well, Ruben, I guess I better do the talking, he said. How about we want you on our team, on this team here, and I think you can help him a lot. And I think you can enjoy this in the game. If you don't, then you can get back with your basketball and your baseball. Said, well, that's okay. I'll try. I'll try to be here next time. So then, from there on, that's how I got,
that's how
got going.
Started.
A year later, they named me the captain of the team. A year later,
and with never playing it before.
But not because. But what I noticed is because not because I was good player, really picking it up. It's just that I took charge as far as my... they always look up to me, you know, these, my friends, you know. But, go ahead.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to switch the tape over before it runs out on us.
Quiet.